This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United States says 10 countries have agreed to form a coalition to protect merchant shipping in the Red Sea from intensifying attacks by Houthi rebels based in Yemen. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin accused the Iranian-backed group of reckless and dangerous behaviour. The Houthis say they're responding to Israel's attacks on Gaza. Mike Thompson reports.
The US Defense Secretary made clear that the almost daily Houthi attacks on shipping are a truly global concern, from the potential loss of seafarers' lives to serious supply chain and cost implications. By deciding to avoid the Red Sea and Suez Canal, ships operated by many of the world's biggest freight companies face a much longer route around the Cape of Good Hope. It's not yet clear what form Mr. Austin's international coalition will take, but it's likely to involve a big increase in warships able to thwart the Houthi attacks.
Israel's prison service has warned the government that the war in Gaza is putting the country's jails under severe strain. Prisoner numbers have increased by more than 3,000 since the conflict began. A senior official said the overcrowding was becoming so dangerous that the authorities could lose control. The Republican governor of the US state of Texas, Greg Abbott, has signed a law that will allow state officers to arrest migrants suspected of illegally entering the USA from Mexico. Here's Ian McWilliam.
The bill, known as Senate Bill 4, now signed into law, is controversial. It will allow the authorities in Texas to take action against illegal migrants, something normally reserved for federal agents. But supporters of the new law say the federal government isn't doing enough to stop illegal immigration, while opponents say it would lead to racial profiling by police. Governor Abbott and other Republicans blame President Biden for record numbers of migrants who've been crossing the border since he took office. Illegal migration is expected to be a key issue in next year's presidential election.
Serbian election officials have confirmed the win of President Aleksandar Vučić's Progressive Party's victory in Sunday's parliamentary polls. The announcement came as international observers criticised the conduct of the poll. This report from Guy Delaney in Belgrade.
The monitors were particularly critical of President Aleksandar Vučić's role in the election campaign. As head of state, he was supposed to stay neutral. Instead, he lent his support and his name to the Progressive Party's electoral list. The monitors said that conferred an unfair advantage. Other points of criticism included irregularities at polling stations and a culture of early elections that had diminished the public's trust in the democratic process. The report didn't cover the municipal elections. Opposition parties claim the Progressives bussed in tens of thousands of voters to influence the outcome in Belgrade municipality.
BBC News. A jury in New York has found the Hollywood actor Jonathan Majors guilty of assaulting his ex-girlfriend. Grace Jabari said she was attacked earlier this year in the back of a car, leaving her in excruciating pain. She suffered injuries, including a broken finger. Majors, who didn't testify, now faces up to a year in prison. The estate of J.R.R. Tolkien has successfully sued an American writer who published his own sequel to The Lord of the Rings. A court in the United States has ordered Demetrius Polychron to destroy all copies of the book The Fellowship of the King that he released last year. Jessica McCallan takes up the story.
Demetrius Polychron described his book as a pitch-perfect sequel to the epic trilogy The Lord of the Rings. Earlier this year, he even tried to sue both the Tolkien estate and Amazon, claiming its Rings of Power TV series infringed the copyright of his book. The judge dismissed the case, and the Tolkien estate then sought a permanent injunction, which was granted. Polychron is now banned from selling his book and any of the six sequels he was planning. The Tolkien estate said it hopes the case will dissuade other writers who may have similar intentions.
An earthquake in northwest China has killed at least 8 people. The quake of approximately 5.9 magnitude struck Gansu province at midnight local time. A number of buildings are reported to have collapsed. Chinese state media say rescuers are searching through rubble about 100 kilometres southwest of Lanzhou. A volcano has erupted in southwestern Iceland following weeks of intense earthquake activity. Nearly 4,000 people were evacuated from the town of Grindavík on the Reykjanesk Peninsula ahead of the eruption. Footage posted on social media shows a huge red blast lighting up the sky and lava fountains shooting upwards. BBC News.